It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
It's LSU versus Alabama on Saturday night. Why all the hate? Around the college campuses in Baton Rouge and Tuscaloosa this week, it's been known as Hate Bama or Hate LSU Week. They really don't hate each other as much as both schools really get fired up to play football against one another in the first weekend of November every year. As a person who grew up in Louisiana myself, the annual football game between LSU and Alabama has been special ever since I was very young. Back then, the Alabama coach was the legendary Paul Bear Bryant, and all he did was win six national championships with the Alabama team in 1961, 64, 73, 78, and 79. He won 13 SEC titles too during that 25-year span as the head coach in Tuscaloosa. Coach Bear Bryant finally retired at the conclusion of the 1982 season. A heavy smoker most of his life, he developed several health problems in the years leading up to that retirement, and he died just 4 weeks after taking retirement in January 1983 as a result of a heart attack. He was just 69 years old. During the same period, the LSU Tigers were no cupcake on the football field themselves. The man who had the misfortune to coach the Tigers against much of the Bear Bryant era at Alabama was a man named Charles McClendon, affectionately known in the Bayou State as Charlie Mack. Coach McClendon led the Fighting Tigers football team from 1962 to 1979. During Charlie Mack's 18 years with the Bayou Bengals, LSU posted just one losing season, going 5-6 in 1975. Coach McClendon's career in Baton Rouge was a solid 137, 59, and 7. That's not too bad. I remember watching my first LSU-Alabama game on TV on a black and white TV set, by the way, at home. Back then, the TV coverage actually featured the halftime show with the Golden Band from Tigerland and the Million Dollar Band of Alabama both on the field. If you're in favor of giving us the bands at halftime instead of watching those talking heads and 12 minutes commercials, raise your hand right now. I see you. At some point during my youth, I learned that LSU and Alabama, though, really disliked each other. And like most southern states, Louisiana folks take great pride in our football, and especially the results of our flagship university's team in Baton Rouge. In most football seasons, both Alabama and LSU were ranked in the AP Top 25. The annual battle between these two college football giants has always been intense. That's part of the fun, for fans in the stadium and those of us watching at home. And the crowd noise just never seems to stop during these LSU-Alabama games. Unfortunately for Louisiana's football fans, the University of Alabama owned LSU for much of the Charlie Mack versus Bear Bryant years. Bama won 13 of the 15 meetings during Coach McClendon's time at LSU. From 1971 through the year 2000, that's 29-year span, the University of Alabama won every single meeting with LSU when the game was played in Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. That is correct. Perhaps that's why more and more LSU fans developed a little bit more hatred toward Alabama every football season over the past half century. Then in the year 2000, a college football coach by the name of Nick Saban entered this SEC rivalry in a very big way. After his arrival in the Deep South, Coach Saban personally has dominated the LSU-Alabama series for the last 23 years. Nick Saban left Michigan State to become LSU's head coach beginning in the 2000 college football season, and during his 5 years at LSU, won 4 of the 5 meetings with rival Alabama. Coach Saban led the 2003 Tiger team to the school's second national championship. Yes, Nick Saban had become the King of Louisiana after winning the 2003 national title. After the 2004 college football season, Nick Saban left LSU and became the head coach of the NFL's Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins went 9-7 in his first year of 2005, but then collapsed to 6-10 in 2006. That, by the way, remains the only losing season in Nick Saban's head coaching career. That's amazing. After Coach Saban left Baton Rouge, LSU selected Oklahoma State's Les Miles to take the top spot beginning in 2005. And Coach Miles would have great early success and led LSU to the third national championship for the school in 2007. Meanwhile, Nick Saban was becoming restless and unhappy as a coach in the NFL. There was a vacant head coaching position with the Alabama Crimson Tide, and it was offered to Nick Saban beginning in 2007, along with a boatload of money.
I'm all in.
The LSU fans quickly took note that Nick Saban initially told reporters for weeks he was not going to accept that Alabama coaching job. But he took the Alabama job anyway. As Alabama fans rejoiced, the LSU fans' hatred of Alabama was becoming more intense. And it really stung the LSU supporters that their former coach was returning to lead the Tigers' biggest SEC West rival. The King of Louisiana was quickly renamed Nick Satan in the Bayou State. While LSU's new football coach Les Miles was leading the Tigers to that national championship in 2007, Nick Saban's new team at Alabama was struggling in his first season back in college football. The Crimson Tide even lost a Sun Belt member, UL Monroe, which then celebrated that victory over Alabama by placing a massive billboard along Interstate 20 in North Louisiana to taunt all the Bama fans driving by over the next year. Coach Saban's first year at Alabama ended with a 6-6 record. Meanwhile, the ecstatic LSU fans were rejoicing their 2007 championship season while laughing at Coach Saban's first year troubles in Alabama. Though revenge may have felt sweet at the time in Louisiana, it's never a good idea to taunt a guy named Nick Saban. Beginning in 2008, Alabama's football team has now posted 10 or more wins in every season under Coach Saban's leadership. The Crimson Tide won the national championship in 2009, 2011, 2012, 2015, 2017, and 2020. Along with his 2003 title back at LSU, Nick Saban now has 7 national championships in his career. He now owns the all-time record formerly held by Alabama's other coaching legend, Paul Bear Bryant, who won 6. If you're a fan of Alabama football, you should be happy about the way things have played out against LSU during most of the last half century. The annual football games against the LSU Tigers usually bring out the best in both teams every season. And there's a mutual respect among the players and coaches on the football field. But as for the fans of LSU and Alabama, that's the other part of this story. The LSU supporters have much more understandable reason to despise Alabama's football team than the other way around. The Tigers faithful had to endure that 25-year reign of Coach Bear Bryant's teams. And then Alabama stole, if you will, LSU's former coach, Nick Saban, back in 2007. And since becoming Bama's head coach, Nick Saban currently owns a 12-5 advantage in the series going into Saturday night's matchup in Tuscaloosa. LSU fans are not thrilled with the arrogant attitude of those Bama fans either. Though Alabama has a significant edge in victories over LSU in the past decades, the team's fans do seem to gloat about their success quite a bit. Have you ever heard the Rammer Jammer song, which Bama fans like to sing after a win over your team? It's the Hey song, you might remember, and modified to add a few words which are used by Alabama's fans to taunt the losing team immediately after every Alabama victory. No, that's not going to help Alabama's image of being a little bit full of themselves. On the other side of this rivalry, I'm trying to understand why Alabama fans have such a reciprocal dislike for LSU. Bama fans know that this annual November game with LSU usually serves as the biggest roadblock for their team on the way to the SEC championship game. Sorry, Auburn, but that's true. This might also help explain some of Bama's anger toward LSU. And the animal rights people, such as PETA, don't like that LSU keeps a live tiger named Mike around their campus. You see, Mike the Tiger lives in a lush $3 million, 15,000 square foot habitat located just across the street from LSU's Tiger Stadium. And he's lovingly cared for by a staff from the LSU School of Veterinary Medicine just a few blocks away. Mike the Tiger even has his own webcam. Perhaps Alabama people don't like being referred to as tiger bait whenever they visit the LSU campus every other year. And yes, LSU's notoriously well-lubricated tailgating fans are prone to use that term in a much more serious tone at times. But Bama fans should remember that every SEC opponent who wears the colors or gear of that week's opposing team in Baton Rouge is going to be referred to as Tiger Bait. You're not alone. But the most bizarre story I found about LSU fans, at least from the Alabama perspective, is that they smell like corn dogs. Yes, a few internet stories reveal, jokingly, I hope, that LSU Tiger fans in Baton Rouge smell like corn dogs. Au contraire! By the way, that's French for those of you living in Alabama. I have yet to see one corn dog being served by a vendor or anyone among the hundreds of legendary tailgate cooking locations scattered among the stately oaks and broad magnolias on the LSU campus. My lovely wife suggested that the corn dog smell might actually be from the rather heavy aroma of oils and flour and sausage or other meats being browned to become part of a roux. That's R-O-U-X. That roux then becomes a vital part of many fine tailgate meals such as gumbo. And for those LSU fans listening, why isn't gumbo spelled G-U-M-B-E-A-U-X? Just saying. Tailgate chefs and foodies on the LSU campus, which is one of the nation's finest outdoor dining experiences, will try to cook or fry just about anything on game day. Just ask Florida Gator fans. Woo! But corn dogs? No way. This Saturday night at 6:45 Central on CBS, the 6-2 LSU Tigers will visit the 7-1 Alabama Crimson Tide with the SEC West Division title up for grabs if LSU should win the game. CBS selected this particular game for their lone Saturday night primetime game of the season. That's because they know that America loves to watch these two SEC foes go head-to-head with each other with a title on the line. LSU and Alabama are bitter football rivals. Each team has won multiple national championships. The players have an enormous amount of mutual respect for one another. And the fans of each team want to win this game just as badly as their football players do. Hate week? Nah. This game is the annual test to determine which of these football giants is of championship caliber this year. And I can't wait. I'm Swamp Swami.
We come out of the chute in Tiger Stadium to the roar of people who are counting on us. The band begins to play. Up ahead, the cheerleaders are waiting. Under the crossbar of the goalpost, we huddle. Seniors in front, underclassmen to the rear. The heat feels like a dense, blistering weight in your lungs. If it's this hard to breathe now, how will it feel by fourth quarter? Am I strong enough? Am I good enough? Will I make it? And yet always in the back of your mind is the knowledge of your supreme good fortune. Everyone else will travel a similar course of human experience, but we are different. We play football for LSU.